Nearly 50 years ago, the question, does history repeat itself? The headline reads, Richland Campus Prepares for Fight for Life. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Muscadet Progressive, dated January 30th, 1975, on the front page, attempting to combat news leaks to the effect that their campus would be recommended for closing, students on the UW-Center Richland campus took the initiative early last Monday morning on January 20th in scheduling an informative meeting for Monday afternoon and again for Tuesday morning, with the Tuesday meeting being open to residents of this area. Wayne Emerson, a first-year student from Lime Ridge, Wisconsin, met Richland Dean Marjorie Wallace as she arrived on campus Monday morning with a list of proposals for meeting the challenge facing this two-year campus. Details regarding a Sunday Milwaukee Journal article citing proposals supposedly made by the Department of Administration. Anthony Earle, head of the department, stated that he had no knowledge of such a proposal and that he certainly did not endorse it. Approximately 60 persons attended a Tuesday morning meeting, including representatives of local and state news media. Don Uzanis, the chair of the Richland County Industrial Development Association, had pledged the full support of their organization, stating, and I quote, "We will go as far as we have to keep the Richland campus going," end quote. One point emphatically stressed by campus dean Marjorie Wallace was, "The UW-Center Richland is not going to be closed." Dean Wallace appointed John Poole, then student activities coordinator, and Dr. Jerry Bauer, student senate advisor, to be the official consultants for the student and community groups, which have been formed. Groups are at this time coordinating a petition and a letter-writing campaign. Lou Levy, the director of student services, indicated that this year's recruitment program, which had been going fairly well, was now somewhat hampered. On Tuesday afternoon, the Education Committee of the Richland County Board met with Dean Wallace and John Poole. The committee, which was headed by Mr. Joe Seep, pledged full and continued support to the Richland campus. Roger Swigert, an honors student from Shulsburg, stated, and I quote, "Education is certainly a poor place to go cheap in an effort to save money," end quote.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.